The 920 KVEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slo County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kvec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 01111911.
I'm sorry we don't have any fish music to play because I know Tom Davies is a big fish fan. Anyway, welcome back to Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. We're breaking this hour down into two parts. During the second half, we'll check in with our friends from the San Luis Obispo Symphony. They have a big event coming up. We'll tell you about that. But you just heard the spot. The timing is everything. Our friends from the Slo Master Chorale are here to talk about a very special performance taking place Sunday afternoon, which means that Tom Davies and Caitlin Schiavone join us. Folks, good afternoon.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having us. Thank
Caitlin, you. How are you? You're a fish fan. you get them to come? You have the chorale with fish?
I've never caught a fish, let alone...
Where we're going on this. Yeah. All right, Caitlin, give us an overview. What's happening Sunday at 3 o'clock?
Well, on Sunday at 3, we have Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil performed by the Master Chorale without orchestra this time. And that's going to be at the Performing Arts Center.
How am I getting my tickets?
You can get tickets to that on our website at slomasterchorale.org or by calling the PAC directly.
So what's going on here, Tom? This is 70 minutes of glorious a cappella singing. Normally, you have music.
Normally we do things with orchestra, with accompaniment. Yeah,
better said.
This is a major piece for choir, but it's a cappella that Rachmaninoff wrote it in the style of music that he heard when he was growing up in Russia in the early part of the 20th century. And he went in and heard. It was all a cappella music in the church at that time. There were no instruments there and no organ. It was just all a cappella singing. So he writes this beautiful set of pieces. It's 15 short works. It takes 70 minutes to perform it, but we didn't want to scare people with the idea of all night. The title of it, but it's not an all night event. It's about 70 minutes of music. And as I say, there are 15 individual pieces in the work, and it's just glorious, glorious composing that he has done. He treats the choir like an orchestra. There's many different colors and the number of singers used for one piece, and might be a number of singers and then fewer singers in another. And it's a really terrific piece of music.
Explain the title. All Night Vigil.
All Night Vigil. Well, it comes from the Eastern Orthodox vigil service, which was on Saturday night before the Sunday service. It's a 3-hour service. This is music, the text taken by Rachmaninoff comes from this 3-hour service. Some are hymns, some are music from the Psalms, that sort of thing that he went through and picked specific things to set as text. And then he created the music. Some of it, however, is based on old chants. Some of the 10 of the 15 pieces are based on chant that are probably several centuries old. And then a few of the pieces he wrote and designed it to sound like chant, but it's his own music.
Is this his most famous work?
Probably not.
Okay.
Rachmaninoff's an interesting guy. He was a concert pianist, a marvelous composer, as well as a conductor. And he, after the revolution in 1918, he moved west. He ended up in the United States, actually. He died down in Hollywood, I believe, in 1945, I think it was. I should know those dates. but it was
not a quiz.
But
no.
I know it was in the mid. It was in the mid 40s. And do you remember the tune "Full Moon and Empty Arms"? My mom and dad used to sing
it. Hung a few
full
bars.
Full moon and empty arms.
I'm looking at Caitlin.
Yeah. Yeah, dee, 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 Sorry. It's an old crooner song. Probably it was recorded back in the 40s, 50s, maybe slightly before our time.
Yeah.
But at any rate, that comes from Rachmaninoff's second piano concerto, which is one of his most famous works, as well as the C-sharp minor prelude for piano is a very famous piece. And he wrote symphonies. He wrote a lot of piano music. He has a fine pianist. So
a lot of popular music has roots in classical.
Yeah, I think
we could do a show on that sometime.
Yeah, there are a number of and not only that, but the composers they would borrow from their friends and they would borrow from themselves for works later down. So there was lots of borrowing of tunes.
So Caitlin, we have the concert on Sunday at 3:00. We're going to give away some free tickets here in a little bit, but we should also remind folks about the Beyond the Notes program.
Yes, we have two presentations coming up. One is on Saturday at 3 p.m. And we have a guest presenter. His name is Dr. Vladimir Morrison. And he is the founder and president of the publishing company Musica Russica. And he will be presenting on the music of the Eastern Orthodox Church, so giving a history about that, on Saturday at the Indian Hill Clubhouse. That's at San Luis Bay Estates in Avila Beach, just a 10-minute drive from downtown SLO. And if you want to come to that, please visit our website. There is a link to register in advance because that comes with hors d'oeuvres and wine with your registration.
SLOMasterCorral.org.
That's it.
Okay. And then on Sunday.
And then on Sunday, he'll be talking more about Rachmaninoff as a composer and the inspirations behind the all-night vigil work. That's immediately before the concert. It starts at 1:15 in the pavilion at the PAC, and that's free to attend. You just need a concert ticket to gain entry to the PAC.
Tom, your thoughts on this gentleman?
Well, he's one of the foremost scholars in Eastern Orthodox music that this piece comes from. He has a large church. He conducts a church choir down in San Diego that's a Russian Orthodox church, and he is well known throughout the United States and indeed in the world. He has traveled greatly, given many, many talks about the subjects which we're going to hear him speak about, and we're just really excited to have Vladimir up here.
Has he been here before?
I think he's driven through. He has not been here to do something.
You haven't brought him here before.
No, I have not brought him here before. He's a dear friend of a former friend of Susan and mine, who when we were in graduate school down at USC, one of Vlad's colleagues was a very good friend of ours, and we've talked about him. Alex passed away several years ago, but having said that, there's that connection as well. And he has really brought to light a lot of wonderful new choral music from this early portion of the 20th century or late even 19th century in Russia. Of course, after the revolution in 1917-1918, there was no church, there was no music in the church, so that all kind of stopped.
The description of the performances, the music is powerful, expressive, and timeless. So, Tom, how does this music that you're doing on Sunday compare to other music that the Master Chorale has done in recent concerts?
I think I mentioned that Rachmaninoff really treats the choir like an orchestra. It's so beautifully crafted. And again, it's by using a number of singers. He may use just sopranos and altos for a while, and then he'll use the men's section. Then he combines sections together, and he'll have solo lines within the piece as well. Obviously, in other works we do with orchestra, you get those orchestral colors with it. But this piece is crafted in such a way, and it's so exciting and so beautiful, that you do not miss the instruments in this particular piece of music. It is one of the premier a cappella choral works that I think has ever been created.
All right. We're in conversation with our friends in the SLO Master Chorale. We'll come back and chat some more about the big performance this weekend. We're live, we're local. I'm Dave Congleton.
Hold me close and hold me fast. The magic spell you cast. This is La Vie en Rose.
You have landed on the David Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. We're visiting with our friends in the Slow Master Corral. Tom Davies is here. Caitlin Scavone is with us. And Caitlin is about to remind us what's happening Sunday afternoon.
Sure, Dave. We have a concert coming up at the Performing Arts Center at Cal Poly's campus. It's at 3 p.m. And you can learn more and get your tickets from our website at slowmastercorral.org.
And Tom, if there's not enough incentive already, you have another special guest being featured.
We have a young man coming up from San Diego. His name is Alexander Mayung. Alexander is what is known as an octavist, which means he sings really, really low. Many, many pieces in the Russian Orthodox singing tradition have what are called these octavists. And there, you'll see the printed note on the page for the bass line. Well, he takes that, but he sings it down an octave below that. So he has notes that no one else in the Master Chorale has. It's really down low, and it'll be like at the end, it's sort of like, in some ways it's like a woofer. You know, you have this big bass speaker down there, and he'll just have these notes down there, and it's really a special voice. I went online and was listening to him. I guess Alexander is big on TikTok, right? He's got a whole following going on over there.
And Tom knows what TikTok is. I'm impressed.
I have sons. I'm not even sure they're on it, but we've heard all about it recently. Yeah. But at any rate, we're really happy and excited to have him. He's coming to rehearsal tonight. Everybody's wondering what the heck this is.
What does he bring to the performance? Why do you need him?
Well, he brings to, actually, it's like having a special instrument that we don't have, but is very much used in this music. If you listen to recordings of this piece, they're there. And it's a small fraternity that can do this. And that, what I've been told from a friend who described, I haven't met Xander yet, but apparently Xander is about 5'5" and not very wide. You would think somebody who had all these low notes would be about
six foot six,
you know. And apparently, no, he's a short fellow, but apparently it's a very unique sound of your unique voice, and we're real excited to have him come in.
What was the reaction of the chorale members when you announced that this was going to be the program?
Oh, very excited.
They're up for the challenge.
Yeah, a lot of people really, they've known this piece, and we're excited to be able to do it. We're also, we're performing it in Church Slavonic. Which is somewhat like Russian, but not as there's a few modifications to it. There will be super titles up, so everyone will understand and be able to know what the text is about. Plus, we are going to have a short description between numbers that's going to describe briefly what that portion of the music is about. It won't take long, but it'll be just a little breakup in there with a description of what's happening.
I mean, is there a narrative to this? Is there a story to this?
No, not really. None other than the story of what is transpiring during the vigil service in the Russian Orthodox Church.
All right, Caitlin, let's also remind folks of the Saturday and Sunday presentations.
Sure thing. We have two presentations. They're free for the community to attend, offering some background and insight onto the inspirations for the works and the composer, Rachmaninoff himself. We have a visiting scholar who will be giving these presentations. One is happening on Saturday at the San Luis Bay Estates Clubhouse in Avila Beach, which is just 10 minutes from downtown Slow, and that's at 3 p.m., and it is all about the music of the Eastern Orthodox Church. And if you're coming to the concert, you can arrive at 1 p.m. and join us for our 1:15 presentation, which discusses the inspirations behind Rachmaninoff's all-night vigil, and that's in the pavilion at the PAC.
We'll just get some background information and enjoy the afternoon even more.
Yeah, we find that people that have come to these events end up saying, we're so happy we came to hear a little bit more about the times the piece were written, maybe something specifically about the piece, but not even so much about the piece in general, but just more the atmosphere in which the work was created. And then when they go in and they hear the work of music, they have a real background of it, and it makes it very enjoyable.
All right, Mr. Craig Hill, let's give away a pair of free tickets, if we can, please. This is going to be this Sunday at 3 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center at Cal Poly. Although, if you win the tickets, you're free to show up for the 1:15 opening presentation to give you background. That's simply up to you. How would you like to go see the San Luis Obispo Master Chorale in performance? Craig, let's find the third caller, please. Caller number 3-805-543-8830. 805-543-8830. Sunday afternoon, 3 o'clock at the PAC. 70 minutes of glorious a cappella singing. I imagine this is pretty emotional.
Oh, it is. There are many places in this piece where, the inspiration of Rachmaninoff to write this music, it's really something. It's beautiful, beautiful music. I'd also just like to add that we are dedicating our performance to Gary Lamprecht, as we know, our dear friend who passed away recently. And I know that he has done several of these pieces from the All-Night Vigil and programming that he has done over the years. And we really miss Gary, but it's terrific to be able to dedicate this performance to him.
Absolutely. But then on the horizon, you've got a big season coming up after this.
It's our 40th anniversary coming up next year, and means we've been around for a while. So we're real excited about it. Our first concert in November is going to be, it's going to be kind of a program of, I'm picking specific movements out of a number of the works that we've done over the years, and it's going to be a kind of a hodgepodge of various pieces that we have performed.
Yeah, I mean, how do you celebrate 40 years of anything? That's quite an accomplishment.
Well, it is. It's I'm very proud to have been a conductor of this great ensemble for all these years, and they're just wonderful people. You know, the people in the chorale, they come together on Monday nights, and we laugh, and they're challenged by the beautiful music, and it's just really a pleasure to be able to do this. So we've got that first concert. We'll have our holiday spectacular concert again, with featuring Sing Along Messiah that we do every December. And then in our final concert for the year will be in April, where we're doing Verdi's great Requiem that he wrote, that everybody knows the bass drum part in the Dies Irae.
Yeah.
So it's, well, and you hear it on commercials too. Everybody knows that.
It's ingrained in our popular culture.
It's a fantastic work, and it'll be a wonderful way to round out our 40-year season.
That's going to be quite a season. And Caitlin, you're going to be pretty busy, I suspect, with the 40th.
Most definitely. We have some special events planned, and like Tom mentioned, it's just going to be a good snapshot into the history of some of the favorite works the chorale has performed.
All right, Caitlin, one last time, please. What's happening Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock?
We have the Slow Master Chorale's performance of Sergei Rachmaninoff's All Night Vigil at 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Cal Poly. And you can learn more about other events going on this weekend and the Master Chorale and this performance and our special guest singer, Xander the Octavist, at our website, slowmasterchorale.org.
All right, Tom, I get about 40 seconds here. Give you a final thought.
Well, as I say, this is a different program for us to do because it is a cappella. We miss our orchestra friends, but Rachmaninoff writes this piece in such a way that the human voice, which I think is the ultimate of all instruments anyway, is just brought forth in a very magical way. And it'll be beautiful inside the Performing Arts Center.
Is there a choral piece that you've wanted to present that you haven't done yet? Or have you covered the waterfront?
There, boy, that's just it. When you put on the spotlight, you go ching, 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 a bunch of things, a number of things come forward. There are some styles of pieces that I haven't done a lot. The Eastern European composers, Dvorak and pieces like that, that there are great, great works that I just haven't had a chance to do yet.
So that means you can't retire. You got to keep going.
I'm not planning on it yet.
Okay. Just making sure, making a point.
Yeah. No, I tend to be around. And I do like to do new things because it keeps you kind of fresh and learning.
All right, folks, thank you very much. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Off we go. News, traffic, weather. We'll check in with the Slow Symphony up next.
The 920 KBEC Podcast Network is presented by the Slow County Real Estate Podcast with Hal Swayze. Up-to-date information on the local real estate market on your time. New episodes weekly at the podcast link at 920kbec.com and wherever you get your podcasts. California DRE 0111-911.